Congressman Michael Capuano has represented the 7th Congressional District in Massachusetts since 1999. But in this election cycle, he's facing a challenge by fellow Democrat, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley. Pressley's bid for Congress has garnered national attention in a year when younger women, minority, and LGBTQ candidates are taking on the old Democratic Guard in some places around the country. The two candidates are largely not debating issues, as they have roughly the same take on major issues. Capuano says this political circumstance impacts party unity.
If you're going to have a difference of opinion, I think the difference of opinion should be on a matter of substance. So someone should be able to come in and say, well, I'm for this and my opponent is not. That has not happened in this case virtually at all. And it diverts resources. Honestly, at this time in the normal course of events that I've been in Congress, I'd be spending a lot of time and a fair amount of money trying to get Democrats around the country elected.
Some are calling it a race for the soul of the Democratic Party. I'm wondering how you see it.
My opponent has said repeatedly, and I accept it, that she would vote the same way I would vote. So it really boils down, from what I see, is a race about who can get more done for the district. I would argue, obviously, that my record proves that I can be more effective, that I have been more effective.
What do you make of the identity politics definitely at play in this race? A 66-year-old white male yourself running against a younger black woman?
I don't. The media asked me the question. I never get that question from non-media folks.
From constituents?
No, I don't. I get it from people who think that's an important aspect, and I would argue very clearly that I just don't think that many people vote along those lines one way or the other. Some do, I know that, but I just think the average person wants the best possible candidate.
If Democrats win back control of the House, do you see the need for fresh leadership and ideas? Will you support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker in January?
I think that no matter what happens, we're going to have a leadership contest. Some people will run. To my knowledge, no one has announced that they intend to do it at the moment. I would never say I would vote against or for Nancy Pelosi without knowing who the opposition is and what they talk about. I've known Nancy a long time. I like and respect her very much. So we'll see about that once the candidates start announcing.
Let me ask about Donald Trump. You've said you'd back impeachment hearings for President Trump, but I'm wondering, after the recent convictions or guilty pleas by Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, is it time for Democrats to press harder?
Every day that goes by, I think there's more proof that the Congress should be doing its job in having these hearings. Again, I will not convict someone on the basis of media reports, but you can't ignore them either. And this is more than media reports. These are now people pleading guilty in a court of law. I do believe that that this president has committed high crimes and misdemeanors, but that's just an initial opinion. That would be subject to actually whether we could prove that could happen. I suspect that we could, but I still would not make a final decision until after the hearings.
Beyond Trump, if Democrats win back control of the House in the fall, what should the top priority be for Congress?
I think we need to do a couple of things. Like, we need to do something on immigration right away. Most notably, the policy that this White House instituted of ripping infants away from their parents. I'm still shocked that we even have to talk about that. I never thought I'd live in a country where that would be the official policy. And that's not the only thing. We need to do something on temporary protective status. And I also think that we need to do something on the DREAMers. Again, those are three aspects of immigration reform that I think can be done quickly and pretty unanimously. And that's just immigration. I think we need to do something on gun control. I think we can get some things done very quickly, such as the closing the gun show loophole, such as the red flag bill like Massachusetts just did, and maybe a couple of other things. The Speaker, Paul Ryan, has not allowed those bills to go to the floor because he knows some Republicans would vote for them. And I do believe that we could get those bills through the House. Now, whether they get through the Senate, I don't know.
Or beyond the president.
Or beyond the president, I don't know. But I'd like to put them on record, if nothing else, to let the American people know how radical some members might be. And the last item I want to talk about is I want to talk about transportation and infrastructure. We need to put a real infrastructure bill on the floor, pass it through the House, fully funded.
Well, in terms of infrastructure, what needs to be fixed more? Public transportation across the U.S. or roads and bridges so people can continue to safely drive their vehicles?
When I say infrastructure, it's not just roads and bridges and subways. It's also housing. It's also schools and fire departments and water departments and sewer departments. That's all infrastructure, and it's all important. And little by little, this country is crumbling, and everyone knows it. And I think that we need to step up and do what I think this country wants us to do.
Well, and now you're talking about tens and tens of billions of dollars here. So where does that money come from?
I would re-look at the tax bill that was passed by Trump and all Republicans. And again, I'm not against wealthy people. I'm not the guy who bashes wealthy people. people, but I also know that they did not need that tax break. And that money, if you're going to spend it, it is better spent providing jobs and infrastructure for this country than it is making the wealthiest even more wealthy.
A widely shared report from the Federal Reserve released late last year put the median net worth of white households in the Boston region at about $250,000, while the median net worth for black households was $8. What do we do to address this flagrant inequality in Eastern Mass?
There are many things we have done and many more things we need to do, starting with the ability to get into home ownership. When you buy a home and you stay in it, you tend to look wealthier on paper than over time. The federal government has made it harder and harder and harder to get into subsidized housing to be able to save money for a down payment, but it's not just housing. We need to do more in the health insurance aspect so that people on the lower end of the economic scale actually have more disposable income after they pay for their health care.
Presley has been endorsed by the Globe, by State Attorney General Moore Healy. They are at least seemingly coming on board with her call for a new generation of, quote, bold activist leadership. With that as the backdrop, make the case for voters why you are the right choice to both take on Donald Trump and to keep representing the 7th District.
With Donald Trump in the White House, first of all, we need the best fighter, and I would argue in this race, my record proves it. It's not just me saying it. You're also going to want somebody in there right away, because I do believe the things we talked about and the things we didn't talk about today, we're going to move pretty quickly. I hope we do. I think if we don't, we're in trouble. You're going to want somebody at the table who knows how to get things done, that has relationships already built in Congress, and in this particular race, I don't think that those records can be matched.
Congressman, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.